Kia ora koutou, no mai ki jazz actualities. Ko Adam Melville toka wingua. Join me for the next hour as we take another trip through the jazz landscape.
For today's program, I simply plucked things out of my collection until I had enough music to fill the program. It's one of the things I love about these themeless programs is placing various strands of the jazz world next to one another. We've got jazz standards, original compositions, free improvisation, large ensembles, small ensembles, duos. They all feature on today's program. And we're going to get started with a fairly recent release from Alan Broadbent. Like Minds was released by Savant Records in 2021. The album features Broadbent in the trio setting with Harvey S. on bass and Billy Mintz at the drums, and we're going to hear them play Broadbent's Prelude to Peace.
Thank you.
The Alan Broadbent Trio with Prelude to Peace. That's from the pianist 2021 release Alike Minds, with Harvey S. on the bass and Billy Mintz on the drums. And from one associate of Lenny Tristano to another, this time it's tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh, one of my personal favourites. This track comes from his 1982 recording Star Highs, which sees Marsh joined by Hank Jones at the piano, George Mraz on bass, and Mel Lewis at the drums. We're going to hear them play the Lenny Tristano line, Victory Ball. No. from Warren Marsh's Star Highs. That was Victory Ball, a line written by Lenny Tristano. And joining the tenor saxophone of Warren Marsh were Hank Jones on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Mal Lewis on the drums. And one of Warren Marsh's earliest influences was Ben Webster. And Webster's best-known solo was from his time with the Duke Ellington Orchestra in the 1940s. We're not going to hear that take of Cottontail, but instead here's Webster playing it in 1953 with Oscar Peterson on the piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and J.C. Hurd at the drums. This is the Ben Webster Quintet with Cottontail. From the Verve Records album, The Ben Webster Quintet. That was the Rhythm Changers classic, Cottontail, as recorded in May 1953 by the tenor saxophone of Ben Webster, Oscar Peterson at the piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown bass, and J.C. Hurd at the drums. Let's move forward 10 years to April 1963 and the Jackie McLean Blue Note Records album, One Step Beyond. The album features an instrumentation that McLean used on a couple of his albums from that year. The Leaders on alto saxophone, Gray Chan Moncur III is on the trombone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, and in this case we've got Eddie Khan on bass and Tony Williams at the drums. This piece was written by Gretchen Moncur III. It's called Frankenstein. Frankenstein, as it appeared on the Jackie McLean album, One Step Beyond. McLean was on the alto saxophone. Gray-Chan Moncur III was at the trombone, and that was his composition that they were just playing. Bobby Hutcherson on the vibraphone, Eddie Kahn on bass, Tony Williams on the drums. Following his departure from the John Coltrane Quartet, Elvin Jones recorded a number of albums as a leader for Blue Note Records in the late 60s and early 70s. We're going to hear a standard from his 1968 album, The Ultimate. That has Jones reunited with his rhythm section partner from his Coltrane days, Jimmy Garrison, at the bass. And on the flute, there is Joe Farrell. Let's have a listen to them play We'll Be Together Again. That was the Carl Fisher and Frankie Lane standard We'll Be Together Again, as played by the trio of Elvin Jones on the drums, Joe Farrell flute, and Jimmy Garrison at the bass. That was from Jones's 1968 Blue Note Records album, The Ultimate. You're listening to Jazz Actualities on Coast Access 104.7 FM on the Kapiti Coast in Horowhenua. I'd like to say hi to our listeners tuning in via access stations across New Zealand and to everyone listening in online. Today's program features various recordings from my collection. Chris Potter is a go-to player for those after a bit of tenor saxophone, pyrotechnics and virtuosity. So if you're in that kind of mood, you're in luck, as we have a track from Potter's 2011 recording for ECM Records, The Sirens. The album features the quintet of Craig Taborn on the piano, David Vralis is on various keyboards, Larry Grenadier is at the bass, and Eric Harlan on drums. Of course, Potter's at the tenor saxophone, and they're playing his composition, Calypso. We'll be right back. Calypso from the ECM Records release The Sirens, recorded in September 2011 under the leadership of tenor saxophonist Chris Potter. And joining him were Craig Taborn at the piano, David Varelis on various keyboards, Larry Grenadier at the bass, and Eric Harlan on drums. About 6 months before I left Chicago to return home to New Zealand, I managed to catch guitarist Mary Holferson live, having missed her on the previous occasion she'd been in town. She was playing in a trio setting that night, and that's where we're going to hear her right about now. It's a different trio. In fact, this one is from her debut album, Dragon's Head. It's with John Herbert on bass and Ches Smith at the drums. It was released in 2008 by Firehouse 12, and the trio is playing one of Holverson's compositions, Too Many Ties. the Mary Halvorsen Trio with Too Many Ties from Halvorsen's 2008 debut recording, Dragon's Head. Mary Halvorsen was at the guitar, John Herbert on the bass, and Ches Smith at the drums. We're going to take out today's program with another trio recording. This one comes from 1956 with bassist Red Mitchell, drummer Chuck Thompson, and the leader of the set session, Hampton Hawes, on piano. The album is titled This is Hampton Hawes, and the trio are playing Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight.
Thank you.
from the 1956 Contemporary Records album This Is Hampton Hawes. That was Hampton Hawes at the piano, along with Red Mitchell on bass and Chuck Thompson at the drums. And they wrap up today's program with their take on Thelonious Monk's classic ballad, Round Midnight. You've been listening to Jazz Actualities on Coast Access 104.7 FM. You can hear Jazz Weekly at 10 a.m. on Saturdays and replay at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. Jazz Actualities will be back in 2 weeks. Until then, I'm Adam Melville. Noho ora mai.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.